Coming this Saturday, the 28th and 29th, if you're around Pocolban, you can follow the unmistakable scent of barbecue to Hope Estate for the Big Ram Beer and Barbecue Festival. Joining us to tell us all about it, Michael Hope. Michael, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well. It's a great time of the year to be in the Hunter.
Absolutely.
We're out of COVID and the sun is shining.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All these things to look forward to. And the combination, possibly one of the best combinations, is beer and barbecue. What a great idea.
Oh, mate, it just goes so well together. And when you walk in the venue and there's people cooking their barbecues, because we have competitions here, so there's a heap of guys backstage cooking barbecues. The smell just wafts through the whole venue. It's just so enticing, and you get to taste a heap of beers while you're at it.
Are you going to have the sampling tent there? I know I've been there in the past and been able to enjoy a number of your fine beers.
Yeah, mate. We're going to have aiming to have about 50 beers out in the paddock.
Oof.
You get your coupons, as you know, on the vouchers on the way in. You just have a taste of beers, and there's all different tents set up with different styles of beers, like IPAs or pale ales or sour beers. And the whole idea is I'm trying to make an educational experience. So there's live music, so you get to sit there and sample beers, and if you want, you can buy a bottle of wine or a gin paddle and enjoy the waft of the barbecue.
I just wanted to put my hand up, first of all, because on Saturday you got the Steak Cook-Off competition. On Sunday, the Australasian Barbecue Alliance Cook-Off. Do you need tasters? I'm happy to throw myself on that for you, mate, if you need any assistance.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. We actually have judges' tickets because they do actually use amateur judges who have a scoring format, and they do actually get to taste them. And, pre-COVID, we were struggling to get judges, so I had to get a heap of us down there, including our staff, and it was a fantastic experience.
I tell you what, you won't have any problems with that this year. If anybody's palm needs to be greased, let me know. I'm happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, the great thing about the barbecue is that the Steak Cook-Off is done on the Saturday. So it's two separate competitions where we put up nearly $15,000 in prize money.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, these are professional barbecue cooks who come in and compete for points in their championship, and they also get prize money. And they come in on the Saturday and cook Steak Cook-Off the Saturday because that's quicker. And then the Sunday is the Barbecue Alliance. And that's where there's different categories of meats, and that's where they do all the slow cooking. And that is unbelievable. They stay Saturday night, they have a few beers, they cook all night, and then anyone who comes on the Sunday gets to walk around, talk to the guys. Some might give out tastings, and they get to learn about how they cooked it all night. And it's an amazing experience.
So somebody there will be doing a brisket, because I tell you what, you can't go past a good brisket, mate.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of the most fantastic slow-cooked meats, and we look forward to them having that.
And it goes brilliantly with the beer as well. So make sure you get on over to the Hope Estate website. That's hopeestate.com.au. Organise your tickets. The Big Ram Beer and Barbecue Festival is going to be on Saturday the 28th and 29th, and I look forward to seeing you down there. Michael, thank you very much for putting it on, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, mate. Happy anytime. Thanks, Andrew.